A few years ago, Lake Effect's Susan Bentz met then-high school freshman Cole Compton. She discovered that Compton's entrepreneurial spirit had led him to create a successful small business, the Greener Terrarium.
Compton is now about to enter his senior year. This summer, he's been having another experience of a lifetime, though it has forced him to put his terrarium business on hold for now. Susan caught up with Compton at the Hunger Task Force Farm in Franklin.
I first met Cole Compton standing inside a greenhouse on Green Bay Avenue off Capitol Drive. Compton was the youngest intern in the then-fledgling after-school paid internship program called Teens Grow Greens. Compton, a seemingly shy guy with blonde hair sweeping into his eyes, was the first to come up with a business scheme, and it was his turn to pitch the idea to his fellow interns. A bit nerve-wracking, the teens barely knew one another. Compton plowed forward.
I'm going to tell you my market plan for my business, which is the Greener Terrarium.
They're terrariums that hold air plants, small plants that require no soil and a minimal amount of watering and maintenance.
I hope to sell them for about $10 a piece at farmers markets, at events.
He did. Starting at the annual Sustainability Summit in downtown Milwaukee, and later at the Westtown Farmers Market. Within a year, Compton sold his idea to Outpost Natural Food Stores, then Outpost purchaser Zach Heppner.
He started out with the round bowl and the air plants, and he kind of moved that to a hanging air plant, and now he's got the succulents and the beautiful teardrop glass. So I think he's done just an excellent job kind of continuing to innovate that kind of helped me buy them and help sell more terrariums.
Fast forward to May 2016, Cole Compton, hair perfectly styled, at the top of his terrarium game, stands surrounded by interested folks at the UWM Innovators Expo. He's the only pre-college entrepreneur in the room.
This is actually the 2.5 year mark that I've been doing this, and I just did the numbers today, and I've sold just over 2,000 terrariums.
Compton was about to start his Hunger Task Force farm internship.
Very honored. Beyond excited, oh my God.
He planned to keep terrarium sales humming by hiring fellow high school students.
Yeah, I'm going to be hiring 2 or 3 kids to work on either 1 or 2 farmers markets, whatever I have time for.
Miles and miles south, on the job at Hunger Task Force's 200-acre farm, about half of it in production, Compton harvests cabbages on an already blistering hot summer's morning. This one happened to be a Wednesday. He reports how his business juggling strategy played out.
Once I, you know, found out that this is going to be 8-hour days of, you know, hard farm labor, then I kind of had to switch up my plans, but for the better, actually. A big part of that is, you know, when you're managing a company, is that you have to constantly be in contact with the people that you're working with. So, you know, there's just not much time for me to be on my phone, be checking emails while I'm here.
Compton grabs his next cabbage, deftly wielding his harvest knife.
Yeah, you just take off the top leaves to get the beautiful cabbage underneath. And there you go. Perfect cabbage.
Today he calls this a dream internship. In the beginning, maybe not so much.
No, I would say probably about the first 2 weeks, I would come home every night and I would just instantly go to bed. Like I would take off my, you know, work clothes, climb into bed, wake up the next morning just like exhausted, but ready to go, you know, ready for another great day.
Each morning, Compton works with a fresh batch of volunteers, helping direct them through the day's labor. But it's some of the labor itself that he especially enjoys.
You know, I gotta say, mowing the lawn, we have a zero-turn mower, so it's pretty fun to get to whip around on that. Yeah, and Wednesday's crew, of course.
Cole said that weeding is very relaxing for him, and so we informed him right off the bat that this would be a very relaxing summer for him.
The man with a sense of humor is Matt King, Hunger Task Force farm manager, who can't say enough about his young protege.
Typically, our interns have been older. We've had a series of interns who have been students at UW-Madison School of Agriculture and Life Sciences. And so that's been really the typical candidate throughout the first years of this internship. And so meeting Cole, you know, we had to consider whether or not, you know, he would be a good fit. And after spending some time with him, it was a resounding yes.
Yeah, well, the way I look at it,
Cole Compton shares during a brief cabbage harvest break.
This is a totally different thing. You know, this is a real farm, tons of acres, and best of all, it's for a great cause. You know, all this food is going to feed you know, people that normally wouldn't be able to have access to this type of food of this quality. Fresh, local. For me, it's just, it's all chapters. So it's just, everything is just leading up to something bigger, and what that bigger thing is yet to be determined, but, you know, that's the way I look at it. At least.
Compton is a determined guy, but not everything comes easily for him.
You know, with the dyslexia, how many things I've had to overcome just to get to this place, you know, how much work I've had to do with some of my jobs, you know, paperwork, which is a huge barrier, just little things, you know, that I'm just learning that to overcome that is, you know, then you're just able to do anything, honestly. So yeah, I've just been very open about that, and it's helped me so much, you know, get to this point. And I don't think I would be here if I wasn't open and not afraid to put myself in awkward situations.
Compton says he's learned to take risks.
And yeah, for me, I mean, the more I would say, like, danger I put myself in, the more uncomfortable I feel is the way I get so much more experience. You know, real world experience is when I'm super uncomfortable and I don't know where I am, and that's when I'm fighting for myself and knowing that I'm going to be successful wherever I am.
As his senior year commences, Compton will explore what comes after that, whether it's a school that makes special accommodations for dyslexia or a school for social entrepreneurs.
Going to an agriculture-based school, you know, AmeriCorps is one of my options. There's just so many things, you know, I have, and so many options, which is such an amazing thing that I'm so thankful to have, you know.
And with a twinkle in his eye, Compton announces before his high school career ends, he might just roll out a new business venture, one that goes beyond a greener terrarium.
You know, I think it's safe to share at this point a couple things that are a little bit bigger and a little bit more patented and need a little bit more, you know, steps, regulations.
But for now, on that day, Compton needed to return his focus back to the next cabbage. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Cole Compton is about to begin his senior year at Shorewood High School's New Horizon Charter School. Our environmental reporter Susan Benz spoke with him at the Hunger Task Force Farm in Franklin.
Compton will continue working there Saturdays until the first deep frost hits.